today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, February 22nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Little Traverse Disposal, the hardworking guys over there in Harbor Springs, locally owned right here in northern Michigan. They're not owned by a company in Canada. They are locally owned. They support this radio station, our mission, since the beginning. Folks, you're already paying for trash pickup. If you're not using Little Traverse Disposal, I need you to pick up the phone and give them a call. 231-487-0780. Now, if you didn't get that written down or put into your phone, text me at 231-360-5140, the show's text line. Text me LTD. Just text me LTD, and I'll click you back a linkable, dialable link. I'll text you back that so it'll pop up in your phone. All you got to do is touch it and call it. 231-487-0780. If they tell you they're not servicing your area at this point in time, ask them to put you on the list. They're going to keep track of these cities where people are calling from. I know they're very close to committing to a dedicated run for Onaway. We've got a lot of listeners there. We've also had a lot of listeners start in Roger City. They're thinking about heading that way as well. So, please, support them. They support us. You're paying for trash pickup anyway. Switch today. Pick up the phone and call them, 231-487-0780, or text me and the letters LTD, and I'll send you back a clickable, dialable link. You just touch it and call it. Now, Patrick Kobach threw a lot of information at us in that last half hour. I want to break it down and dissect it for you. This all started, like you heard him say, back after the 2016 presidential election where Donald Trump won the state of Michigan, thanks to Brian Pannebaker, UAW Workers for Trump. They got 50,000 extra votes in Macomb County for Donald Trump in that election, presidential election against Hillary Clinton in Macomb County. Brian and my home county, where I was born and raised, of Macomb. Then at the time, Senator Peter Lucido, who's now the prosecuting attorney for Macomb County, got Donald Trump to come to Freedom Hill, folks. Metro Parkway, 16 Mile Road, Big Beaver in Oakland County, whatever the heck you want to call it, it dead ends out at Lake St. Clair. There's a Metro Beach out there. At the end of 16 Mile Road, Metro Parkway. Before you get to the lake, I believe it's Utica Road and Dodge Park area, there's an outdoor amphitheater called Freedom Hill. Peter Lucido was best friends with the owner of that facility. Brian Pannebaker worked at the Ford plant in Sterling Heights. Brian mentioned to President Trump at Novi Showplace, "Mr. President, Macomb County holds the keys to the White House for you." Donald Trump looked at Brian Pannebaker and said, "Excuse me, what did you just say? If you do a rally, sir, in my Macomb County, you're going to win Michigan. We can help you get into the White House." Guess what? It happened. Because Brian Pannebaker was very concise, having only about 7 seconds to convey a message to Donald Trump during a photo op in Novi Showplace, Showcase, whatever the heck they call it, down there in Novi, for an event Donald Trump was campaigning at back in 2016. One patriot looked Donald Trump in the eye and said, Macomb County holds the keys to the White House for you, sir. The event happened. Ted Nugent played the national anthem on his electric guitar. The very same Brian Pannebaker was called up on stage in Waterford on Saturday night by President Trump. Trump grabbed a hold of his jacket and said, take this thing off. Show him your muscles. Brian, great guy. Stevenson, I believe, high school down there, Utica Community Schools. We used to wrestle and play football against them. He wrestled. Brian was a wrestler. Great shape. Works out, lifts weights. He's a stud. Donald Trump calls him up on the stage and he said, we're going to vote for you just like we did in 16, like we did in 2020, and we're going to really do it this year. One patriot, one friend of this show, he's been on the show numerous times. He comes to our fun shoots from down in Macomb County. He comes all the way up to Antrim County every single year to join us. Made a difference. One person. Donald Trump won the state of Michigan, folks, by 10,708 votes in 2016 over Hillary Clinton. The race was so close that Jill Stein paid for and demanded a recount. You just heard Patrick Kobach recant that recount, focusing in on Detroit, Wayne County. They couldn't do the recount. The Jill Stein had paid for, as a presidential candidate, I believe what Libertarian Party or Independent, I forget what party she was running under. She could not get her recount done because of one county, one city in the state of Michigan. Detroit, Wayne County. How many election night shows did Brian Summerfield and I do over the years together where we went to bed winning everything? Republicans won every seat. We won the State Board of Education. We won the Attorney General, Secretary of State. We won House and Senate races. We won judgeships, Supreme Court. We won it all. But only 83 counties had reported in when we went to bed on election night. One county hadn't reported in yet. What county was it? Wayne County, Michigan. Brian and I would get a couple hours sleep, go to bed about 2, 3 o'clock, maybe sometimes it was 4 o'clock in the morning, back on this microphone at 9 o'clock. Morning, everybody. Welcome to Your Defending Fathers with Brian Summerfield and Trucker Randy. We could barely talk. We were so tired. And guess what? The radio station would get an email. Wayne County reported in. And what happened? Every single seat was lost. It was flipped. We lost the State Board of Education. We lost the Supreme Court. We lost certain House and Senate races. We lost Attorney General. We lost everything. This county is so corrupt. And this city of Detroit is so corrupt in our elections, it's absolutely pathetic. And Patrick Kobach has been at the center of all this, folks, going all the way back to 2016. This is 2024. Pat's been doing this for 8 years of his life. He's been dealing, and by the way, lives in Wayne County. Not in the city of Detroit. I believe he's Plymouth, Canton area, something like that. But he's in the county, and he knows exactly everything that's going on. He wrote a book about it, the 2020 coup. I don't have a copy in front of me. I gave them all out at Roxanne Dufort's event, raising money for the Mackinac County Republican Party. We sold them for $20. They cost me $20. They were autographed. I don't care. I wanted to help her cover the cost of that class we did in St. Ignace. The bottom line is this, folks. We have to swamp the vote everywhere else in the entire state of Michigan. All 83 counties need to swamp. I'm talking about massive turnout like you've never seen before. If we're going to have a snowball chance of overcoming the fraud that happens every single election in Wayne County, City of Detroit. That's right. I'm saying it. The City of Detroit, Wayne County, is absolutely a fraudulent election. It happens every single election since we've been doing this since 2010. 14 years in the state of Michigan on this microphone, first starting off with podcasts and then owning a station and now owning this one. Being part of ownership because my wife owns this station. They do not want this information to get out. And it's kind of interesting. Since I've been on this rant, since I've been recalling this history and sharing it with you guys, we haven't had an emergency alert system interruption on 97.7. That's because I'm broadcasting from another country today. Thanks to Jonathan's VPN. Just saying. Because when I used to talk about this stuff, how many times have we been interrupted? How many times did I hear an EAS alert going off in this laptop that's playing in my right ear in the background that you can't hear on this microphone? Yes, I have one ear to the studio so I can hear my music outs and music ins, but I'm monitoring on a delay the radio station. Just saying, guys, if you're out there trying to hack, you're not going to find me. You don't know what country I'm in. And isn't it sad? We've got to pay Jonathan Deek of Legendary Systems for a VPN to protect this show so you can hear all the truth. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a little housekeeping here, looking at text messages that have come in so far this morning. Officer Rick, Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. He's at work today, this morning, as a school cop. Listening to the show, he said Brian Panabaker had over 100 auto workers at the Trump event on Saturday night in Waterford Township. Reports were 1,000 people were there inside. So Brian had 100. That's 10% of the crowd. No wonder Donald Trump called him up on stage at the 22-minute mark of that speech. If you haven't seen it yet, folks, go to YouTube somewhere, find the Waterford Township video of it. At the 22:00 mark, he starts talking about the auto workers. He starts talking about how the electric vehicle mandate is going to cause them to lose jobs within the next couple of years. He then saw Brian in the audience and said, yeah, there he is. That's the guy. Come up here. Come on. Get up here. Man, the Secret Service just loves when I do this. He got a hold of Brian. He took off his leather glove. He struggled to get it off. It was cold in there. It was like 20 degrees. He took off his leather glove and shook Brian's hand. Then he grabbed a hold of his coat and his hoodie and said, get that off. Show those muscles. And then Brian gave a great, again, short, concise, to-the-point statement. The UAW workers are going to have your back, sir. We voted for you in 16, in 2020. We're going to do it again in 2024. 85 million votes for this guy. We are going to swamp the votes. They won't be able to cheat enough to win. Donald Trump, you know, gave him a big hug. Brian said, stay strong, brother. We love you. Walked away. And Donald Trump said, wow, that turned out really good. He actually did a better job than I did. It was great. I haven't stored Brian on Fubo. When we come down and visit with you and Noreen, I'm going to play it for you on your TV so you can see yourself live on that recording. The bottom line is this, folks. It's people like Brian Panabaker. It's people like Patrick Kobach, who, yes, Phyllis, Christine, he is working for Mike Lindell. Absolutely. Rick says 1,000 people there, my foot. It was more like 2,000 to 3,000. Though that's what the news reported, of course. Yes, Phyllis reporting in. This she's watching CPAC during our news break. She doesn't want to listen to Gruber's news, so she's watching CPAC. Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief is there. She said, I love that Trump called Brian up, but he didn't call up Hoekstra. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, Rick's been to enough events. He knows how to count crowds. 2,000 to 3,000 were inside the building, not 1,000. Now, I want to give out these websites again, folks, because these are important. Pat needs to raise $12,000 to get that FOIA request funded. Rocket Fuel Fund, all one word, rocketfuelfund.org. And he also has two other websites here, electioncrimebureau.com and Lindell, Mike Lindell, one of the sponsors of this show, offensefund.org. That's his legal defense fund fighting the lawsuits that he's facing for telling the truth, for simply telling the truth. Lindell, Mike's last name, offensefund.org. Donate $5. If you can go to rocketfuelfund.org and donate 50 like Vicky and I would greatly appreciate it. We're going to try to get that $12,000 raised so Pat can get the information he's requesting from the Secretary of State Attorney General's office. And I got to tell you, folks, they are scared to death. Why do you think they put a $12,000 price tag on his FOIA request? Because they know we can't raise $12,000. They know that we can't do it, and therefore they won't have to give him the information. Well, guess what? We have a podcast of Pat Kobach on this show for this first half hour of hour number two. You want to hear the email that Joe Arlinghaus sent to Mr. Whately that I read in the first half hour? That's hour one, segment one. You want to share Pat Kobach's information? Hour two, segment one. And we're excited. We are winning. They don't like it. We've got them on the run. They are backpedaling like crazy. And I don't care about the poll books electronically transmitting via the internet the data to the Secretary of State's office. It's not going to matter. You know why? Because we are going to absolutely show them in this presidential primary election day, this coming Tuesday, the 27th, turnout for Trump. His numbers are going to be huge compared to Biden's. It's going to send a message. Michigan is going to vote for Trump this year. Whitmer will be crying next week. We're going to talk about my eyes, my eyesight. John Davis from MAGA Water, next half hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles,